Welcome back. Recently, I have been asked to clarify what I mean when I talk about a standing army. It is a term that's not commonly used today, mostly because we have an army, and it's a permanent army, and it gets funded every year, and we spend a lot of money on it. We don't think about the other options. Well, in episode 3, I talked about how the people who wrote the Constitution were very careful not to include a standing army or a permanent army. And it was pointed out to me that in the Constitution itself, one of the powers of the Congress is to raise and maintain an army. Or actually, it says raise and maintain armies, plural. Well, the very next sentence says that the Congress also has the authority to maintain a navy. So the difference there is that Congress can authorize raising an army because it doesn't exist on a permanent normal basis. But Congress is authorized to maintain the navy because it does exist on a permanent basis. I hope that clarifies things. We have a few more to go through, and I'll get to them right away.